Appreciate y'all. I appreciate all the support you guys gave me, too. I read all the stuff you guys talking positive, man. It really goes a long way. I appreciate that.
How much of a relief is it to finally?
It's good. It's good, man. Now I can focus on football. Man, I can just enjoy my teammates, enjoy everything, enjoy the process, and just, you know, focus on football because there was a lot of doubt. And, you know, I didn't want to hit free agency again. And that was one thing I tried to make sure. I wanted to, you know, you guys know how much I love you guys. Show me you guys love me back, and let's get this done so I can retire a Raider. And I'm just blessed. I'm very blessed and honored that Mr. Davis and the organization has that love for me. And I'm going to be able to, you know, live out my childhood dream and retire a Raider. So I'm really excited.
Why is that so important to you? Because you could have made some money if you hit the open market.
Because, man, when I came here, if you guys ever listened to my first interview when I got here, man, when I first got here, I said, man, my mission is to, return us to greatness. And mission ain't complete. I took a step forward on the mission, but the mission isn't complete. Yeah. So, you know, we had a good thing here, and I didn't want to leave it. That's the reason why I came in for the early on the holdout, because if this contract didn't happen, you know, a Super Bowl championship is priceless. And that's what I was looking at when I came here early, you know, sucked up my pride, said, hey, we got a bigger mission here. Even if I don't do this and this doesn't happen, man, I'm not going to miss out on a chance to get the Super Bowl, you know. So that was my main mission on getting back with the team and coming back. And, you know, they kept their word and did everything possible. Mr. Davis, you know, been communicating with me and stuff. And it's just a relief now. Now let's get on the Jets.
I know you said leading up to last week's game you were a little concerned about your own fitness. Is that totally out the window heading into this one?
Yeah, it's pretty much gone. Once we got into halftime last game, I pretty much stopped thinking about it and forgot about it. But I was worried going in there. And, you know, that training during the offseason it really worked. Because, you know, it's a couple times where I'll work out with my trainer and then we'll be done. I'll be like, you sure you don't want me to do more? You sure I'm doing enough? You know, he kept telling me just trust him, man. You know, it's worked out well. You know, I had a great week of practice this week, and I'm just looking forward to still keep building and building. I'm not where I'm at yet, where I want to be at yet, but I'm just looking to still keep building and building.
During the holdout and then even when you first came back but the deal wasn't done, were you always kind of thinking in the back of your mind, it's going to get done, or did you have serious doubts about that?
I had serious doubts. I'm not going to say, you know, I try to be honest with you guys as much as possible. I definitely had serious doubts. And, you know, week one came, I didn't think we were going to get it done. I thought we were, you know, maybe we were going to wait till the off season, wait till later on in the year, see how I was going to come into the season and play maybe. But, you know, they started communicating and stuff like that. And I'm just happy. I'm happy to get it done. But I did think that it wasn't going to get done a lot during the holdout and a little bit when I got here. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just said, hey, like I told you, that Super Bowl priceless. So it was a real bigger picture I was looking at, you know, besides the deal and having a little bit security. You know, that Super Bowl, we got a great chance. You know, first we got to take care of week by week, though, but that's the big picture.
By kickoff this last week, were you pretty confident? Yeah. By kickoff, that wasn't going to get done? By kickoff? No.
Didn't know by then. Didn't know at all. Didn't have anything. Me and Reggie talked after the game, though, and then I had a little bit more positivity going then. But kickoff last game, nah, it was dull, quiet.
when you signed the last contract, if I recall, you were saying, all right, well, maybe this will be it, or you know, there was some uncertainty about whether you'd want to play after this, but you just seemed so rejuvenated. Was there something that last year or the year before you really thought, oh my gosh, I can keep going?
Winning.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah.
You know, my last couple of years in Tampa, they weren't so bright, you know. We weren't winning that much, and then you know, my first year here, we weren't winning that much. And, you know, winning's happy. Winning's exciting. Winning makes that hurt feel a little better when you're hurting the next day, you know, compared to when you're losing. So, you know, I got to give it to that. Winning and these group of guys I got in here with me, man. Like, our O-line, we know we're going to be set for a while. You know, DC knows he's going to have that protection for a while. You know, Crabtree, Coop, you know, bringing Marshawn in here. Like, those group of guys, too, man. We have fun. It's fun. We have fun together. You know, come to work on them Wednesday practices when it's long practice. You know, you're dreading it, but then you come around, you get around your guys, it's all jokes and laughs. It makes it go a lot smoother, it makes it go a lot faster. So, you know, these guys around me, my teammates, man, I gotta give them a lot of credit too.
You have a team around you, be it representation, who you can advises you during the holdout and how to enter it and all that. You also have the people in LA who helped you prepare during that holdout. How significant was all of that to get through to where you are today?
It was all man, like fans, you guys, I know, like, it wasn't like Donald was like, hey, I'm going to hold out. Like, it was a choice. I didn't want to hold out. I wanted to be here with my teammates, you know. I didn't want that to happen. You know, miscommunication was going on between us and the organization. And then once we finally got that communication right and everybody got on the same page, it happened, though. But I got to give credit to, you know, my agent. He did a great job. He was very patient with me. You know, I got to give credit to Proactive because I worked out with them in L.A., and they were great. I got to give credit to my family, man, because they were very supportive, man, always here with me. In them down days when I came home from working out, like, man, I'm tired of this, man. I want to go. You know, my wife and kids, everybody are very supportive, very helpful. So, yeah, I had a good support group that made this process go smooth.
Did you officially sign it this morning?
I just did. That's why I did it before you guys, before I came here, I hollered at you guys. So I made sure I went and got it done.
You going to do anything or buy anything special to celebrate?
Nah, man. You know, I done bought stuff and I done been done that. You know, I'm an older guy now. You know, I'm just going to... Just gonna chill. You know, it doesn't really kick in till later. But you know, I'm just happy. I got this. I'm just happy. It wasn't really more about the money thing. It's more about, like, you know, when you do something and you feel like you do something very, very well, and you look at other people, and I'm not gonna down nobody or nothing, but you look at other people and they're not doing as well as you, and they're getting compensated a lot more better than you. That was more of what it was than just that. It's like, I've been doing this for so long, so many years. It's like, when is it going to be, I'm not trying to be selfish or nothing, but like, when is it going to be my turn? You know, kind of like that. And, you know, I'm blessed. They gave it to me. And, you know, my team, I got a great team. I got a great support group.
And by giving you that money, it seems like the Raiders are agreeing with you. They're saying you were doing it better than a lot of guys out there.
Yeah, and I appreciate it, man. I appreciate they have that faith in me. And, you know, me and Mr. McKenzie, we have a great relationship, man. And, you know, it's going to be a relationship that's going to go past football, you know, and that's a good thing. You know, a lot of relationships that I have here are going to go beyond football. You know, Mr. Delaney, Mr. Davis, we're going to have a relationship behind football. My coach Tice, Coach DeRio, we're going to have a relationship behind football. So these relationships I'm building are going to be lifelong relationships. And I'm just blessed to be with these people because – you can't have assholes. We got a good group of people, you know? So.
You and Marshawn are tight. What's going to be like on Sunday, his first game in Oakland in front of his fans?
I don't know, man. I know he's going to be happy. I know he's going to be cool. But, you know, Marshawn, man, on game day, man, he's really just he's a professional on game day. He comes in there focused and just comes in there playing. Like, he'll be in here, we'll joke around all that. But game day, he's like, he's a really different person. Like, he's a businessman on game day. But I know he's going to be excited. I'm hoping we can get him in the end zone this weekend in front of his home team. But I know he's excited. I'm excited for him.
Anything?
What do you think of the Jets D-line?
Man, the Jets D-line are stacked, man. I've been playing against them for years. I've been playing against Muhammad for a long time. That young guy, Leonard, he came off last year, had a Pro Bowl year. He's doing great. So and they're big. They're big. So we want to be able to move them around, get some stuff going. But I think that's their core. Their team is their D-line, and they know that. And we know our core is our O-line. So it's going to be a good matchup. I think that's where the battle is going to be won. And, you know, Muhammad knows I got a lot of respect for him, and it's going to be a battle. I know he's going to bring it because I know what type of player he is, and he's going to have his guys ready to bring it too.
You probably like that, right, when their team's strength matches up against your guys' strength?
It's a good one, man. It's a good one.